Welcome. This is Cascade Church Portland's podcast. We exist to invite all people to join us as we follow Jesus together in bringing heaven to earth.
Well, it's good to be here. My name is Leroy Barber, and it is an honor to be with you again today. As Kurt said, we will be starting the series in John. And so I want to pray together and then get started and walk a little bit through the scriptures this morning. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for today. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and that are new again this morning, and your faithfulness is overwhelmingly true. We thank you, Jesus. We pray as we look into your word that you would teach us, that you would enlighten us, that you would give us the gift of your spirit, Lord, to know and understand you and each other. Be with us in Christ's name. Amen. So there, if you're new and you've never seen or heard me or know who I am, there is a rule for when I preach. Somebody let them know who knows. There we are. There can't be just kind of quiet. There has to be some give and take, right? We gotta move. Ooh, who was that? This morning we're going to take a look at John. As I get started, though, I think I would be, it wouldn't fare well if I did not acknowledge that we are this weekend celebrating Dr. King, and that the work that the Lord was able to do through him and the power in which it changed our world, and acknowledging that. It's an honor even to call myself a preacher after the tradition in which Dr. King came from in the Black church. And so I love that tradition, and I honor that tradition, and hopefully do it a little bit of justice by carrying the torch on. After this week, I think I'm even more zeroed in on call and on the honoring of Black lives in our world, that we have a leader that apparently dishonors Black lives. And so for me, it is not only quite personal, but my daughter came home Friday crying, who's Haitian, you know, and so it's a pretty personal space for our family. And so the person who's supposed to be leading our country dishonors you, your family, your history, and a whole lot of people living on a continent, which I think we should lament and we should be concerned about as people of faith. And so I feel like we should talk towards that and honor that. So this morning, let's start with a reading of John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which is his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, To those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made its dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. I love the book of John, and this is going to be fun. I think we're walking this series all the way up to the cross, right? So there'll be some breaks, but the next few months is going to be fantastic, right? Not just because I'm preaching, but because of like just getting to dive into the scriptures in this manner, right? And see how God is engaging the world as a human being, right? And what Jesus does and the people he crosses and all of those kind of things is super exciting to study. So this is going to be a fun ride. So John writes in a time, right, where first of all, he was an old man now, right? And he's writing back, right? He's reflecting back and writing this book. The time when he writes, right, there were Jewish folks who had become Christians, right? And then there were Gentiles who had become Christians, right? And this group of people, they weren't comfortable for the Pharisees and the Sadducees, right? This group didn't make them comfortable. And to the Roman government, the Gentiles that crossed over into this community didn't make them comfortable because they no longer bowed down to Caesar, right? They no longer looked at the gods of the Romans as the gods. And so this group of people, they were pretty suspicious, right? They at best, they kept them at a distance. And were suspicious of their lives and their lifestyle. And John, who was now in his 90s, right, wrote this book, and a lot of this book, he comes into conflict with the Jewish authorities, right? As he's writing, it's in conflict with his own folks, right? His own tribe, right? His own culture, because he had crossed over to being a Christian, right? And then this other group of folks who decided to join that were also being literally crucified sometimes in the streets, right? He's writing in the midst of this conflict. These folks were expelled from their communities. This book, John, gives us a glimpse in how Jesus dealt with this situation. Right? What did Jesus do? Right? At WWJD, I didn't mean to say that line. I think it's really, really corny, but it just came out. So my kids would say I'm corny, but I'm not. I'm quite cool, actually. Yes. You hear that amen, children? So John is here, right? And he's reflecting. And remember, John was as young as a teenager, right? In some readings, when he got to know Jesus, when he was called to follow, some say John was in his teens. And now he's probably 80, 90 years old. Right? Writing and reflecting back. And so some of it is personal testimony, which is kind of cool, right? Like when the 80-year-old, right, who's writing, and the old person in the room goes, "No, but I was there." You go, "Oh, okay." Right? So imagine John writing now, he's 80 or 90 years old, and they're talking about these miracles that happened, like somebody got raised from the dead, and John goes, "Yeah, I saw that person get raised from the dead." You're like, "Oh." Right? Right? That's the kind of weight that John brings, right? I'm not. This is not hypothetical. Like, I was there. It's like when I met John Lewis one time, right? He came to our neighborhood when we were in Atlanta, and he's sitting and he's talking, and he goes, "Yeah, you know, Martin said," and he's like, "What?" Right? Like, he's talking about Dr. King like he knows the dude. Like, that's his bud, and it's like, "Oh, yeah." Like, he was with him, right? And that just carries so much weight, right? So the book of John and its interaction with Jesus as he writes it, put yourself in a place where folks are being crucified, folks are being put out of their communities, ostracized, and you got this old sage going, "But it's cool, because Jesus is the real deal." How you know, John? Because I was right there, right? So let's take ourselves to that place this morning, right? So, and only also a little bit more on that. Like, not only was he there, John's life after Jesus, he was the only disciple, right, who wasn't martyred, right, who wasn't killed through martyrdom, right? And, like, there are some stories that say this dude was boiled in oil in the Roman cathedral. Right? In the Colosseum. They put this guy in oil and boiled it, and he didn't die. Some of the reading I did this week says the entire Colosseum became Christians. Right? You imagine that? Well, I mean, wouldn't you? Right? We put a guy in the middle of the Colosseum. The emperor's there, all kinds of, they were sick folks, some of them, right? They're cheering, this guy's about to die. They put him in boiling oil and he's just chilling. Everybody in the place became a Christian. That's John, that's this dude writing. And he starts with this, in the beginning was the word, right? In the beginning, that there was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, right? That John goes back even before himself, and he's painting this picture, and he says, now get this deal. Before anything was, God was already there. Right? Before it was created, before it was formed, there was God, and he formed the earth. And it says in Genesis 1:1, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and what? The Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light." Right? Like, moment power, right? What I think my